Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me again to give you the deeper understanding, a word that all of you are familiar with, that most of you have heard in the medical offices, that few of you understand. The word is osteoporosis. Yes, you know what it is. You've been told you've got it. We've got to get to the deeper understanding on this phenomenon. Otherwise, you're going to spin and spin and spin. As always, that's The Slant on the Show. We did that show a few weeks ago, or last week. Fibromyalgia, same thing, a word that means nothing. Osteoporosis is a word that means nothing. It's used because it scares you. It's used because you can understand it. You're old, your bones are thinning out, you're going to fall like your great-grandma and break yourself into a pile of dust. It sends the fear into you, and it sticks. Not to mention the fact we've got a solution. It's called Fosamix, so on and so forth. So you have to understand the rig here, the scam, so to speak. Not really an evil scam, but it's still misdirection. This show is about correcting the prevalent misdirections in medicine, and one of them is the term osteoporosis. As always, you've got to get to a deeper understanding of what? The bone! The anatomy of the bone, something probably many of you have never looked at. So hear ye, let us gather and take a look at the bone. As always, the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, two T's, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, get home, get to the website. You got to see the pictures. They're worth a million words. We don't have enough time to get all the words in. Use the pictures. Let's start with picture number one. How appropriate. Picture number one. There's a cross-section of a bone. Now that bone, this is picture number one, has many, many parts to it. The outside and the inside. But look at the complexity of that. We're not going to get into the complexity of bone today. But I do want to make a distinction. There is a bone on the outside and a bone on the inside. And the bone on the outside is your cortical bone. That's the hard bone. That's like bones breaking. And the inside of the bone is the medullary bone. It's the spongy bone. It's where the bone marrow lives. To get a picture of that, go to picture number two. Great X-ray-ish sort of a picture. Picture number two. Okay, perfect. So that thick white shell on that bone, those of you driving, just think of a bone. The outer part of that bone is your cortical bone. That's got its own anatomy. It's got its own collagen matrix. It's got its own blend of special minerals. Calcium, yes, is one of them. But what does calcium mean? Boy, has that been a heist. But that cortical bone on the outside is in ratio to the medullary bone, the other bone on the inside. The two of those are in ratio to each other. And when we say osteoporosis, that cortical bone is thinner and the medullary bone is thinner. So both of them thin out. In osteoporosis, that's the extreme form of another word, osteopenia. So regular good old bone loss is called osteopenia. Advanced bone loss, something outside the norm, whatever that means, ladies, who are more interested in this generally, when they tell you after birthing 20 children, you're osteoporotic or you're osteopenic, it just means you're thinning out. The reason, the cause, there's hundreds of them. We'll get to what I mean in a moment. But get the anatomy down. Now, that medullary bone, here, let's look at picture number three. Pictures are fun. Now, there, you pick it out for me. You can see the cortical bone. That's that thick yellowish. How, for whatever reason, it's come out yellow. Maybe they stained it. I don't know. That thick yellow shell there. And then on the inside, you see red. That's the blood supply into the medullary bone. That may even be part of the marrow. That spongy bone in there. And then you see those yellow, more cortical-like structures. But again, it's in a different pattern, in a different weave. Number one is the outside cortical. Number two is the trabecular or medullary. This picture is calling it trabecular. So when they say, ladies, gentlemen, whoever, you have osteoporosis, they're saying that that trabecular bone is thinning out. And they say that cortical bone is thinning out. And so on and so forth. Okay, you see? I'll bet you'd have never done that. A picture's worth a thousand words. All right, perfect. So, what do you do about it? Go to picture number four. One thing you don't become is diabetic. Now look at that. There's the normal group. What's normal? Who knows what normal is? Suppose you aren't breastfed. Suppose you live in EMF. I'm going to get into all of this stuff today. Suppose your genetics is for a slighter bone and you're compared to some standard and norm derived from who? So this word osteoporotic is tricky. Even osteopenic is tricky. What does it really mean against a norm that nobody really has any good sense of how it was derived? Read the book Biochemical Individuality. Read that book. Famous biochemist. All norms are off. Any norm is off 15, even 20% of the time for whoever that norm is applied to. So, first thing you do if you want to get intellectualized, if you want to get informed, is relax behind the term. You're concerned about, here's the parody. You're losing your teeth, you're losing your hair, you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're worrying your brains out, blah, 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 so on and so forth. All 175 of my shows, you've transgressed every single piece of advice, but you're worried about your osteoporosis. That's the first thing on your list. I'll tell you why, because you can understand it. If we dummy it down, then the public can relate, and that's the whole problem. We shouldn't be dummying it down for the public. We should be telling the public to enhance their education. Health is a priority. It's a priority for you, or you wouldn't listen to this show or any other shows or walk in and buy vitamins. If health is a priority, spend your time with intelligent priority. And that means you have to understand the misdirection of the term. What do I do about my osteoporosis, says the lady. And you're going to leave with a discourse and a portfolio specific to you, which is the point of my show. And if it's really complicated, you've got the number. And that's the concept here, which I'm going to attach much data to and information so you can broaden your understanding. So first thing, get rid of the concern about osteoporosis and explain it with your health. There's a diabetic. Look at the medullary bone in the diabetic. Picture number four. Now look at that. Oh, you don't have diabetes. Okay, sorry. This doesn't concern you. Just keep your eyes open for later on in the show. You bet it concerns you. What's diabetes? Again, it's asking you to understand diabetes. When the blood sugar is high, your blood supply will decrease. High blood sugar eats capillary systems. That's why an extreme diabetic has neuropathy and they have what? Gangrene. You can't get the blood in because the high sugar in the blood rots out the capillary. So the capillary doesn't deliver. The free radical oxidative stress skyrockets and your cells just die. There you go. So you're all diabetic. We're all diabetic. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, we are. If you understand blood sugar, you understand how. If even though your glycosylated hemoglobin isn't high, even if your doctor says you're not diabetic, that diabetic test is ridiculous. It's an absurd test. Any reasonably strong person, after 8 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep, 10 hours of refraining from food, 12 hours of refraining from food, is not going to show high blood sugar. If you do, you're in bad shape. Most people don't. And then no one's going to check the glycosylated hemoglobin. And even still, a reasonably strong person will have the HGB-A1C, glycosylated hemoglobin, low, and the fasting blood sugar low. You guys following, right? You know enough. You're my regular listeners. If you're new, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get into this. So after 10 hours of sleep, your blood sugar's not high. You have to check your blood glucose 1 hour after you eat, every single time you eat. And then you'll see many of you are living with blood sugar up at 140, 150 all day until you rest at night. That's enough to do this. There's your osteopenia. And that's one of maybe 15 reasons we'll cover today. Ah, now you're getting it. Mrs. Smith says, I'm concerned about my osteoporosis. The deeper understanding. Okay, I can't even listen to it anymore. You get the point. Let's break it down now. Cortical bone, medullary bone, so on and so forth. Go to picture number 5. Fantastic picture. Again, Control Plus. For those of you who are still getting used to the computer, Control Plus to make the picture bigger. You're seeing three types of cells. Osteoclast, osteoblast, and osteocyte. Bones remodel. I'm introducing a new word now. Remodeling of the bone. There, it's on the bottom. Bone remodeling. Bone remodeling says that the bone will remodel. It will break down and build up. Break down and build up. Concept. You cannot build unless you break down. When you break down, you don't feel good. When you break down, your lab tests won't work well. When you break down, the pro-inflammatory exudates will go up. We see this in the liver when the liver remodels. There's a word I'm using in conjunction with another organ now. Remodeling is a word. Okay, so you're getting this show. You're getting this show. This is why I do this show. Bones remodel, organs remodel, life remodels. That means breakdown, build up, breakdown, build up. Breakdown means your lab tests go up. Why is this important for you to understand? Because anybody that buys in to holistic medicine, anybody that thinks that holistic medicine is the way to go. I mean, do you realize that I have dialogues each week with about 80% of my patients? I try not to have this discussion. They force me to do it. And that discussion is about how their husband, sorry husbands, not all of you, most of you, think this is a crock. Their husband, their friend, their neighbor. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is the 21st century. I'll have people come in from out of town, and their entire community is eyeballing their great move to the holistic step as if it's a sacrilege. And they're surrounding these brave harbingers of the future who take these leaps into holistic medicine against the advice of the doctors in white coats. Come on, man. Why are most of them women? Because women are used to this. They're used to crossing these lines of absurdity. They were told they couldn't vote. They were told they couldn't play basketball. They were told that it was okay to rip out their ovaries and their uteruses. Women have tasted the crock, have rebelled against it. Women's lib We ought to have men's lib coming down the line over the next decade. World liberation. Point is this. Fundamental concept. All things remodel. When you remodel, it means to build up, you have to break down. This is a big key to rebuilding bone. You have to break it down. You have to stress it. Now you understand why Mrs. Smith, who doesn't exercise, who doesn't move, who doesn't put on the weighted vest. Hey, Grandma. Grandma, who looks like she's going to fall over every time she tries to stand. How about getting that cane out and slugging it up a hill with your grandkid on Sunday after church? How about trying that one, a hike up in the woods? You got it, Granny. Get going. Grandkid, that's your job. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Grandma. Spend a Sunday, one Sunday a month. You take Granny on the hike. She'd love to see you. Grandma, not the treadmill. Or maybe you have to do the treadmill. Here's the point. Granny, you ought to be swimming with weighted vests on. Okay, too complicated. How about this? How about we put you in a float, something so you don't drown. Okay, some flotation vest, and we weight you down a little bit. We add 10 pounds, and we make you tread water. 10 minutes three times a week, 20 minutes three times a week. Spend the 5 G's on the pool. You've got the backyard. Put the pool in for Grandma. Make it a nice, safe ladder. Dive into that with the weighted vest on, but the float so you don't drown, and move that body. Weight. Weight, whether it's uphill running, for those of you who can do it, whether it's hiking uphill, weight against motion forces the bone to remodel so that the osteoclast, you're looking at the picture, will break down the rotted, crummy bone. You'll gut your bone, the bone that doesn't belong there. And the osteoblast will be stimulated by the stress of the impact uphill so you don't hurt your joints, or in water so you don't hurt your joints, so that the osteocyte, which is the bone cell, can multiply. There you go. Is that not dynamic? Now you're lying in bed watching TV, taking your calcium, excreting 90% of it because they didn't tell you can only bring in about 600 to 800 milligrams, never checking your vitamin D. Not getting sunlight, thinking, well, the vitamin D is just as good. Big mistake. Holistic misdirection, allopathic misdirection. Holistic misdirection, allopathic misdirection. Why? Not enough emphasis on education, what works. Because your friends, not you, your friends don't have enough time to understand. Big mistake. High yield, low investment. That's if you're educated. Otherwise, it's a ripoff. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. This Sunday, that is tomorrow, two spots left. We're going to go after molecules of emotion. Going to talk to you for 8 straight hours with breaks. I'll let you break about how emotions cause disease, how emotions are chemical packets of toxicity that live in the body. And if you don't purge them out, everything in life triggers them from the time of the insult to you. Whatever that may be, you are going to be affected by these triggers that just memorize the frequency of the trigger. And then every time somebody triggers the original insult, you spin around in that slavedom that you live in, to your anger, to your fear, to your worry, to your grief, to your sadness. That's a waste of life. God gave you a way out. That way out is found in the chemistry of the cell. Candace Pert proved that. Get the book, Molecules of Emotion. I'm going to lay it out for you in black and white tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 6 to 6:30 p.m. It's $125 per person. Worth 1,000 times more. I have two spots left. 714-850-1007. Don't miss this if it sounds like you. So the bone's remodeling because you're stressing it. osteoclasty, osteoblasty, osteocyte. Fosamax. Don't worry about this. Just do Fosamax. Just do what they tell you to do. Fosamax. You know what it does? It slows down the rate that the osteoclast destroys bad bone. So once the bone gets bad, once the osteocyte is old, once it's oxidatively damaged, once it's suffocated, once there's so much free radical damage, the osteocyte is useless. The osteoclast, from the trigger of the osteocyte and the immune system that's attacking the osteocyte, the osteoclast starts to eat the osteocyte. Isn't this beautiful? I mean, is this beautiful? I'm not interested in this subject. Not really. I do it for you. Then I become interested every single Saturday. I go, oh, osteoporosis. I'm so sick of this. Then I start looking at it, and it just bursts within me. It really does. I like those more nebulous shows. You make me do shows on osteoporosis because you understand it. Great, I'll do them. Then I get psyched about it. I mean, look at this. The osteoclast eats the osteocyte. Now, Fosamax tells the osteoclast, don't eat the osteocyte. Don't eat it. Stop eating it. When it's ready to die, don't eat it. And you know what happens? Your bone density increases because you have more dead bone. You do the scan, the bone scan, and your doctor says, wonderful, Mr. Smith. You no longer are osteoporotic, maybe a little osteopenic. As you can see, the trabecular bone has increased its density. That is a crock. It's a crock. Yes, it's increased density. You've increased the density with what? Garbage bone. Your bones have turned to chalk. So great, you're more dense, but you're more brittle. Look at that. Believe me, pharmacology understands this. They forgot to care. Shame. You don't. You understand. So Fosamax is a crock. Vitamin D's not. Calcium, you're going to only get in about 600-800 milligrams of calcium per a long period of hours. You're taking 12, 14, 16, 1800 milligrams in a swoop, whatever way you're swooping it in. A lot of that you're urinating out. The body can't handle it. And remember, to absorb calcium, you better have adequate HCl. So be eating your salt or bring the HCl in or whatever. But once that's too low, you won't absorb your calcium. And then, of course, you've got to have your vitamin D. So know your vitamin D numbers. Get them up there, 60, 70, 80 nanograms per milliliter. Remember, your MD says, oh, you're normal at 30. 30's not good. Cannell's work topped all of this. Dr. Cannell's work on vitamin D, they'll let you know. You got to be up higher. Now, I don't know if it's 90 or 100, but it's not 30. 30's not normal. 40's not normal. Personally, I take the road in between. Usually, it's the hybrid that's on the money. 60, 70, 80. Who knows exactly? Nobody knows. Cannell doesn't know. Point is, this 30 to 100 is a crock. It's wrong. Go 60 to 100. Perfect. Look at that. 24 minutes into the show, we're deepening your understanding. So the osteoclast breaks it down. The osteoplast builds it up. And the osteocyte is what's stimulated by the osteoblast. The osteocyte is what makes the bone. The balance between breakdown, buildup, and the cell multiplication is what we call remodeling of the bone. Now, why is osteoporosis a crock? Because the bone is a mineral reservoir. It's a backup system. Wherever you're missing it in your health, wherever your health is weak, wherever you become deficient, osteoporosis, osteopenia means in the scale of growth or deficiency. In the balance between growth and deficiency, you're more on the side of deficiency, so you're losing bone. So you got to take that into yourself. In the balance between growth and deficiency, you're more deficient, so you're losing bone. The bone is a bank. If you run a business and your operating capital dips below a certain number, or you're not making profit each week, you're down each week and dipping into reserve funds, then you're osteoporotic. Look at this picture here. I'm going to show you osteoporosis in a way you've never thought about it. Picture number 16. Look at that. Look at that. Gorgeous picture. That's a kid breastfeeding. Beautiful little kid breastfeeding. You could see that kid's happy. Okay? That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, there's a million variations of that, but that's not this show. That's tomorrow's class. But the point is, guess what? That woman's going into bone loss. You don't think of it. Because she's fertile and buxom and she's 20, 30. You know how many moms I've got that can't produce breast milk? Why? They've been sucked dry. They look older after their kids. Remember grandma from the old school? You know those depression grandmas? You better make 10 kids. You better make 10 kids or 15 kids, because we know half of them are going to be dead. Then there's no one to run the farm, so pump them out. When Granny was 50, she had no teeth and was sitting there with a corncob pipe up against the fireplace trying to warm those old bones. And she was only 50 or 60. Sure, from the age of 16 to 30, she was pumping them out every 12 months. So that's the way it used to be. Those women were sucked dry, literally. Sucked dry. Not to mention they tore vagina to anus and they birthed. Now, we don't think of your average 20-year-old as becoming deficient and going into, unless you look around at all the young women who, unbelievably, with one kid today, two kids. I'd say half of the women I know after two kids are sucked dry. That is not a good sign. That needs to be addressed. Those women are osteopenic right away. At 50 years old, when the other factors add in and their reserve energy is really sucked out and lost, then they're not going to have any bone left, because, you see, they're depending on their bone to make their breast milk. So really, the bone is a reservoir. So you're Mrs. Smith, you're 60, your concern at the top of your 20-page list of symptoms is bone loss. Don't do that anymore. End it now. Osteoporosis is a diagnosis of exclusion. It means nothing. It means you better get healthy. It means you're in deficiency. Now, the question is, why are you in deficiency, mom breastfeeding? Look at that other picture there, 17. This kid can't get enough. He's on it. You see? That kid is not osteopenic or osteoporotic. Yes, children. Infants can be osteopenic. Meaning what? Meaning they're in deficiency. If mom can't get the milk in, if the kid's colicky, if the kid's not sleeping, if the kid's not getting good, clean breast milk. Maybe I ought to do a show on this stuff. I don't know. You guys interested in that? It's fascinating. If that mom can't pump it out, that kid's in deficiency. It's going to let you know it. Kids will let you know it. They don't sleep. They scream. They're in bad moods. You understand. That kid's going to grow up troubled because it's starving. It's been brought into the world starving. And then your MD says give them soy formula with rancid, toxic, essential fatty acids derived from what? That kid, with God in its bones, is letting you know, I don't like this, and you can't pump it out. That's the point. So we're going to expand, aren't we? Expanding your understanding of osteoporosis or osteopenia. Your infant is osteopenic. No one tells you that. I do. Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc, 714-850-1007. If you've got concerns with these diagnoses of exclusion, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, this, that, the other thing, come on in. I don't treat these things. I tell you how to get your body healthy. I don't have to treat these things. I don't say I treat them. I don't claim to treat them. I claim to teach you how to understand what you've been told and what you can do about it. That's cheap and easy. And if you listen, your body will reward you with a healing. And then you won't be told you have these things anymore. Can you wrap your head around that? Can your neighbors? Can America? In the world, they better, because I assure you, we're solving things and creating 10 new problems every time we solve something. I study the chronic disease rates. They're not going down, they're going up. Yes, another thing to worry about. Yes, another thing to worry about. But you're not going to worry, because the only problem we have is our ignorance. Stay informed. All right. Enough with that. Let's keep going. If I were told I was osteoporotic, I'd be thinking about a bunch of things. One thing I'd be thinking about is, am I sleeping? Why? You don't sleep, you don't grow. Done. Mrs. Smith, you're osteoporotic. Are you sleeping? Did a show on sleeping. Did a show on every one of these topics, but now we're integrating them with respect to osteoporosis. So if you're not doing your six straight, at least your six straight, seven straight, eight straight. If you're up eight times a night, four times a night, three times a night to pee, we have problems here. So what are you trying to build your bone for with Fosamax or vitamin D or calcium or estrogen or whatever when you don't sleep? Put at the top of your chart. Sleep, 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 and sleep. Here's a big one for grandma. And I don't like the word grandma, but that's the word you use. Okay? Grandma means old and rickety and falling apart. We don't have a nation of 60 and 70-year-olds anymore that want to identify with old, rickety, and falling apart. I have a lot of 60-year-olds that want a second life, that want a resurrection, that want to save the girl left in their figure. And you can do that. I have people that do that. Not everyone does that. We all have to deal with the fact that we're not 20 anymore. But that doesn't mean we can't retain our girlish figure. That doesn't mean we can't have the physique we did when we were captain of the football team. That's the way you have to think. You're not going to get there unless you dig deeper. So dig deeper with this one. If you're not digesting your food, especially your protein, you will not build bone. If you're raley and frickety, if you have lost too much muscle, if you're looking frail, ladies especially, but men too, if you're trying to stand up and you don't have enough muscle to stand up, I mean, what is this? You're 70 years old and you can't stand up? You're going to go into bone loss. It is bone loss. So you got to get that one down. If you're not digesting your food, or how about this? You're not assimilating your food. Do you understand the difference? You may digest it, but not absorb it. You may digest it because you can. You may absorb it because you can. But guess what? You're not taking enough of it. What is the quality, digestibility, assimilability of the protein you eat, animal protein? Vegetarians? Isn't it a joke? Come on. Forget all the opinions. McDougal says to do this. Jordan Rubin says to do that. Forget it all. Just let's forget it all and use your common sense. Go in to your average sort of vegan joint. Do that. And just look at some of your veganites. I mean, come on. It's telling you there's something off keel about that. They don't look vibrant. They don't look healthy. That doesn't mean the guy spouting an extra 60 or 70 pounds that doesn't exercise either, eating McDonald's all day, is healthy. But you got to understand, protein deficiency or vegetarian, vegan-like lifestyles causes a lot of this. And as you age, if you're used to that and then you're not digesting, low HCL, you're not doing your salt, your pancreatic enzymes are deficient, you're cooking your food, there's too many carbs and not enough animal protein. All these different things mean you're deficient. Easy. Older people are easy to help. 90% of them have crummy diets. And even if they're putting the stuff in, they're doing these powders. Here's another one, guys. Powders are inferior. Go out and get a wild piece of elk and charbroil it rare. Okay, there's nitrosamines in the char, so that's cancerous. Don't do that. Worry about that. Don't worry about protein deficiency and the fact that you're a bag of bones. Do what you want. Get a grass-fed wild piece of meat and eat it. Eat it and watch how it disappears. Go out and get a good low-metal sashimi, like wild salmon, and eat it. Get your body fertile with animal protein. And if you're slight in the muscle, do that and get in some form of exercise. And tell yourself, I'm Granny Smith, I'm 70, I don't have enough muscle on me, or I'm all fat and no muscle. Fat people, people that are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 pounds overweight with no muscle, doesn't matter. Underneath all that fat is no muscle. If you don't have fat, but you don't have any muscle, you're the same person. Create muscle. You can't without adequate, complete forms of good, healthy animal protein. If you want to go vegetarian, you better know what you're doing. And that's another show. And I'm not going to knock vegetarianism if you're an intelligent vegetarian. And we have a few. I think there's two that I know. The rest of them are ignorant, innocent, uninformed, and they look it. Don't be like that. All right. Osteomyelitis. That's infection in the bone. Infection in the teeth. The tooth sockets, cavitations. Infection in bone, period. Do you have a bone infection? How would you know if you had a bone infection? Most of them are up in the teeth. Let's leave that one alone and just understand infection in general eats up your reserve supply. Those of you who can't get that pH, you hear from lots of people. Can't get that pH. We're going to go after pH in a minute. Can't get that pH. There's nothing I do. So frustrated. 19 teaspoons of that calcium powder. Can't get it. Don't know what it is. We're going to go after that. But here's the thing. Infection, it doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter if it's known infections or unknown infections. They dip into your reserve. The infection will create. Those infections eat food. You're not infected. No one told you you're infected. They didn't find any infection. You're not understanding. Here's the thing. The word is infective titer. The pendulum from squeaky clean at 16, tight body, tight abs, low body fat, tons of hormone, perfect teeth, just the apple of your eye, 16-year-old boy or girl, on one end of the spectrum, all the way to somebody rotting to death with long-term chronic infection, 15 different known infections, pathogens. This spectrum of infection called the infective titer. Everybody's got some degree of infection. Everybody. You, me, and everybody else. The key is in that pendulum of infection, even if you're not symptomatic, have you created a terrain that weans out enough infection so the infective totality, so there's a new word, the summation of infection is not putting so much of a drain on your mineral reserve that it's dropping your pH, whether it's in the teeth or in the organ systems, such that what? You're dipping into reserve and your bone is dissolving under cue from the brain to compensate for whatever infection you've got. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You'll need to listen to this show again, but do so. And again and again and again. And once you do it and absorb it, then you're done with this diagnosis of exclusion. 714-850-1007. Give me the phone call, the office here, in the case you're confused with your health and what to do because you've swallowed too much Kool-Aid. Give us a call. I've got two spots left for the show, for the 8-hour show tomorrow on why you fail to thrive because of negative emotion, which is chemically stuck in your tissues and which you're trying to purge. out into cyberspace so you can thrive again. That's a chemical entity. Neuroscience has documented these phenomena. Okay. Digestion, assimilation, infection, protein deficiency, sleep. How about this one? Quickie but a goodie. Anemia. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I've always been just a little anemic, yeah. Yeah, you know, funny you should mention that, Dr. Medici. Always been a little anemic. Yeah, I have a history of anemia. Now, what are we going to do about my osteoporosis? Please, I'm going to have a heart attack, young. Did you get the point? Okay. If you're anemic, it means you don't have oxygen. If you don't have oxygen, you're not going to grow anything. Why bone? Because the sum total of factors and your genetics mean that your bone is a weak spot in you. So your anemia is going to hit your bone. Somebody else's anemia is going to hit their brain. Somebody else's anemia is going to drive their cancer. Okay, let's go back because this is deep. Simple but deep. Oh, yeah, I'm slightly anemic. But that doesn't have anything to do with my osteoporosis. You bet it does. Low oxygen, nothing for bone. Yeah, but my sister's got low oxygen. She's anemic, too, and her bones are fine. So it can't be my anemia. That's the way people think. That's dumb. Don't do that. The anemia is a sufficient, although sometimes not necessary, condition combined with other variables in your specific profile to you to drive the osteoporosis. For somebody else, it's going to add to what drives their brain damage, their cancer, their heart disease. So really, your concern with osteoporosis is nothing more than your concern with your health profile. Get that, and you got it. Light the cigar. Don't be anemic. Don't be chronically anemic. When you do your lab test, do a serum ferritin, because you may not be anemic in terms of hemoglobin or RBC count, but you may well be anemic under the stress of what? Okay, you're not anemic, then you try to get exercise, because you hear my advice on this show. You go out, you need more red blood cells, and lo and behold, the red blood cells are dying faster because you're putting more stress, and you become anemic. That will show up in your serum ferritin, which your MD is never going to measure. So you have to know your serum ferritin. If your serum ferritin in nanograms is down at 30 when it ought to be up at 150 or 200, I guarantee you you're anemic. And ladies, if you're still of the bleeding age, I guarantee you the day you bleed, you've gone anemic. This is why the period, the menstrual cycle, is a much better pentameter. It's a much better way to assess your degree of what? Your degree of blood deficiency than some hemoglobin test. Hey, don't knock those tests. Got my tests. Should I email my tests? Oh, I forgot my tests. They're going to tell me something. By the time your tests tell you something, you've already missed the boat. And when your tests are normal, that's a false negative. Just because the test doesn't show it means nothing. The cell can be degenerating terribly before the blood shows it. Because why? The brain will tell the bone to dissolve contents of minerals to buffer the blood. Take that one in, gang. That's a fascinating thing. That psychs me up. The blood is sacred to the brain. So we have buffer systems. One buffer system is the bone. The bone provides the mineral that the blood would otherwise not have because you're deficient. So you can be deficient in the bone. Your blood test will never show it. You can be deficient in the intercellular space. Your blood test will never show it. You can be on the verge of bad disease. Your blood test will never show it. Isn't that fascinating? Then why do we just use your blood test to tell us something? This is why. Medical doctors, who I have the utmost respect for, so none of you listen to this, medical doctors and otherwise, and think I'm knocking you. I applaud your ability to deal with acute crisis, but your training, your slant, your emphasis has nothing to do with preventing disease. And even when you say it does, it doesn't. You're concerned with acute crisis. By the time the blood is off and we can see it, you're approaching acute phases. And yet the anemia thing slips by. Glycosylated hemoglobin kind of slips by. There's a lot of things that slip by, even in the acute, but the chronic, where you don't see it in the blood tests, you guys need another perception. I'm giving it to you. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Okay. Parathyroid hormone, that controls your calcium metabolism. Make sure if your serum calcium is a little high, you call for a PTH test, an ionized calcium test. Write that down. Not going to really get into it. Okay. Here's one I got to get into. Adrenal stress. Who's not under adrenal stress? Do you know anyone that's not under adrenal stress? Here's the big deal. If you're under adrenal stress, you are going to lose bone. If you're under adrenal stress, you are going to lose bone. I kid you not. Here's a proof. Here, go to page 22. Picture number 22. High cortisol means you pee out your bone. How's that? High cortisol, adrenal stress. I'll call it adrenal fatigue. That means you're not exhausted, but you're under a lot of stress, but you're meeting the demand of stress. When stress starts to cause you to not go to sleep at night, and then you get up and you're a little tired, but by midday after the cup of coffee, you're good till the evening when it's tough to get to sleep. You're still functional. You still do what you got to do. You know you're stressed. You're getting by. You know, you got to put it out there. You got to pay the rent. You got to do the promotion, the whole thing. You got kids, this, that, the other thing. You're in school. You're in adrenal fatigue. You're urinating out your bone. When you're in your adrenal fatigue, you're urinating out your bone. Okay, let's go back. Mrs. Smith walks in, sit down. She's got some concerns. The first concern is osteoporosis. Not for my family here on this radio show. You see, if your cortisol's high, you're urinating out your bone. If you're in exhaustion, which is an amplification of adrenal fatigue to adrenal exhaustion, where, man, it's rough. I mean, you may not make it through the day. You're tired. You're in the desk. You stand up to go to lunch. It hurts to stand. You're in so much bone loss, you can't even stand. When you try to heal, you heal very slow. Now your reserves are tanking. What? Your cortisol reserves are tanking. Cortisol. It has everything to do with bone loss because the bone loss is going to substantiate. It's going to support the adrenal problem. Now you understand. Here's a little picture. Picture number 22. Chronic stress and depression. You can add depression into that. Look at the bottom there. Bottom right where it shows that bone. That's a thigh bone, in case you don't know. And look under that thigh bone, it says bone resorption. That means you're dissolving bone. You see the arrow pointing up? Increases bone resorption. Now look up above that, bone formation. Chronic stress and depression. You can have very strong adrenal glands and not have high cortisol and still be depressed. Both those scenarios will increase bone resorption and decrease bone formation. Guess what? You're 22 and you're in bone loss because you're depressed. Now, where did we come off to solve the bone issue with Fosamax against something this complicated and beautiful? And if you don't understand a word I said, if you don't speak a word of English, if you're an Eskimo out there at the top of the world, you don't understand. You don't need to understand anything I'm saying. If you can just be deep enough in your soul to grasp one principle, forget the diagnosis, get healthy. You want to spend the money to come on in and do a consult with me? Forget your diagnosis. Throw away your paperwork. It doesn't matter. Get healthy. Health is an art. Getting healthy will spend your time, your money, and your energy. Spend your time, your money, and your energy, and your perspective, your theology, and your philosophy on getting healthy. Getting healthy cures disease. Doctors don't. Nothing does. You do. Now, that's part of our constitutional perception of health. Take responsibility. you're an American, whether you come from Korea, China, India, Iraq. If you're in this country and you want to be an American, assume responsibility for yourself. And that's why education is so important. My experience as a doctor has been, if I don't have an educated clientele, I have a problem and no one's going to get healthy. So, chronic stress spikes cortisol. Cortisol causes all your potassium, all your magnesium, all your calcium to get urinated out. Big. That's a big one. You don't think that way. I think that way. Dentists know this. Have any of you in the audience ever gone through that phase of, where did all these cavities come from? Out of nowhere, I got all these cavities. Why do I have these cavities? Every dentist that's worth his salt will tell you. We're going to bring Dr. Aguilar on the show within the month. I don't know how I'm going to frame that show, but he'll be here with me spouting it out at my request. And he'll tell you, no cavities, no cavities, no cavities. All of a sudden, 6 months later, four or five cavities. Little cavities because you're getting your biannuals. But cavities, where did they come from? Stress. High cortisol takes the calcium out of the enamel of the teeth. So there's your osteoporosis, stress. Now what are you going to do? There's your osteoporosis, degeneration, depression. There's your osteoporosis, it's you're not sleeping. There's the osteoporosis, not enough good protein. There's the osteoporosis, you're not eating enough good food. You're not digesting enough good food. There's the osteoporosis, your infective titer is too much on the side of what makes you deficient. There's your osteoporosis, blah, blah, blah. Here's your osteoporosis. You didn't start out in life with enough bone density because you didn't get breastfed. Here's your osteoporosis. Yes, you're vitamin D deficient. You're calcium deficient. Your HCL is low. There's your osteoporosis. We'll just give you Fosamax and call it a day. Give you more chalky, brittle bone. Why are we doing this in America? I'll tell you why. Because you've given up your personal responsibility to get educated and you've let scientists dictate your physical reality. That is not a Christian act. That is an act of ignorance, to give up your power to others. You see, that's communism. That's dictatorship. That is not what America is about. That is not what Christianity is about. That is not moral, to give your power away. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is the show where you get the deeper education. 714-850-1007. Make the move. Don't complicate it. Get your head out of the way. All right. Wonderful. Do you feel good? I feel darn good. All right, let's start the show. Here's the show in a nutshell. Let's get to the bone marrow. Again, marrow. A marrow is in the middle of the bone. Suck the marrow. It's all fat. Suck it out. Picture number 25. Get to picture number 25 on the website. Picture 25. That picture is red and it's white. That's the red marrow and the white marrow. The red marrow makes the blood cells. The yellow marrow, that's where the fat is. That's not the trabecular bone. That's center line to the trabecular bone. So you've got the cortical bone. You've actually got the periosteum, which is the skin of the bone, which I didn't get a chance to discuss today. That has meaning, but we're never going to get to it. Then there's the red bone that makes the blood cells. Then there's the white bone. As you age, it's more white and less red. As you age and your bones get brittle, concomitant, tandem to that, the marrow gets more yellow and less red. So you can't even feed your own bone. So the bone marrow becomes a big deal. Cultivating bone density through the art of physical motion is of extreme importance. The first thing you need to be able to do is peel the muscle off the bone. You've got to be able to get your manipulative therapies to the periosteum of the bone, the skin of the bone. Okay, I think we've got the time. Picture number 10. Look at picture number 10, periosteum. Don't blow the picture up. Just look at it. Periosteum, that's the skin. If your manipulative therapies don't get to the skin of the bone, you will not initiate the osteoblastic process. You will not grow bone unless you can affect the skin of the bone, which is deep to the fibrosis over the skin of the bone. Thus, manipulative therapies become important. All of them, if they're effective, chiropractic, acupuncture, qigong, tai chi, kung fu, Pilates. Oh, you do Pilates. Great. You don't need to get this. Yes, you do, because your Pilates may not be getting to the periosteum of the bone. I'm introducing a term. Look at my other shows on bone. Bend the bone. Bend the bone, regrow the marrow. Bend the bone, regrow the marrow. Bend the bone, regrow the marrow. Here's a culture that understood it. Not the Chinese of today. They don't understand anything. The Chinese of yesteryear, before the China was gutted. Qigong. There he is. Look at him. That last picture. That Chinese guy. Look at the magnificent masterpiece of health he is. Now, there's a culture that at one time understood things. You see those wire brushes? They bang out their bones and they talk to the marrow of the bone. They bang the bone and talk to the marrow of the bone. That's called bone marrow qigong. Iron shirt qigong. Look at the picture before that. Look at picture number 26. You see that? Revitalize your bone marrow. Revitalize your bone marrow. Peel, stretch, cleanse, soften the periosteum, get to the bone, get to the cortical bone, get healthy until you start talking to the marrow and cortical bone. And that's when you initiate the stem cell sequences. Those sequences will revitalize your bone. Wow. Go try to get that in a Kaiser physical. I think I'm done. I am done. 714-850-1007. I want two good people, all right, that you want to come down from the clouds. 714-850. You fill in the rest. We'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.